Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, Chase. I'm a regular customer. I've been ordering a lot of your products, the roll-on and the creams, and just recently ordered the pure CBD oil to use at night, you know, and it's been great. I really am a fan because it, you know, it's easier to, I don't wake up in the middle of the night and then I can't go back to sleep. I mean, it's amazing stuff. So my question was, because I see, you know, you have two products. Initially, I ordered just the one, you know, with the CBD, and you have another product that has beta-carophylline and turmeric in it. And trying to figure out, I mean, you know, I checked with my doctor ahead of time about the other one, and he said, yeah, it was fine. He said the dose was minimal. You don't have to worry about side effects, et cetera, et cetera. And I just, you know, I wondered because, I'm going to order one or the other, but I was trying to figure out, I don't know a lot about, I mean, I've heard about anti-inflammatory properties of these two herbs, but just wondered if what you found from customers or what you know about the safety, et cetera, the difference between these two products. I also note, I mean, I'm only going to use this once, at night. I'm not going to do it twice a day. I do have some, you know, pain issues in different parts that come and go. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, I mean, I usually deal with it. And the times it's the most problematic is at night. So that's why the CBD has been good. Anyway, any information you can give me about the two of them? You know, I'm satisfied with what I have, but there's a part of me that's curious, like, okay, if I use the other, is that going to help some of these other issues that aren't as debilitating as some people describe there? It's just, you know, I get, and I've been using your cream and your roll-on when I get athletic injuries, and that's been, you know, that's been pretty good. So anyway, any information you can give me before I place my next order would be great.
Sure. And just to be clear now, we're referring to the two different CBD oils, the CryoFreeze and also the regular pure tincture. Okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because the and the tincture is what I started with. At first, mm-hmm. I didn't like the flavor. It was kind of ick, but I've gotten used to it, you know, that blueberry thing.
Right.
You know, I mainly just tasted the oil stuff. But now, I mean, it's, and I noticed they're both in the same kind of coconut oil. Mm-hmm. And one has supposedly a cinnamon flavor. I guess there's, that's the other thing I need to ask. How much cinnamon is in there? Because I do a quarter teaspoon every day in food, you know, stir it up. And I don't want to get into, the kind of cinnamon that they sell, if you have too much, it can be a toxic thing. That's why I'm careful about it. So that you don't give any data about how much cinnamon is in that.
Okay. Well, let's see if maybe I can pull up that information.
Yeah, because if I were to do that, then I'd stop. If it was enough, then I would stop the other cinnamon. I'm just trying to see if it helps with blood sugar, which is just on the border of pre-diet, whatever that's called. Not the fasting blood sugar, but that H1 whatever, which may just be a stress thing. But, you know, my doctor said, why don't you use more cinnamon, see if that helps.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, as far as the difference is really, of course, the CryoFreeze CBD is, the CryoFreeze, so that's going to have the rapid relief there.
Just a minute. The CryoFreeze is the, which one is the CryoFreeze? The beta, the one with the turmeric and all that stuff?
Right. Yes, ma'am. The light cinnamon that we were discussing there, flavor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You mean so it works quicker than the other CBD? I mean, and both seem to be, the other one I'm using is fine in terms of relax. It doesn't knock you out or anything. It just, you know, it's, to me, it has a calming effect. So the other one would work quicker in that way?
Is it the same dose
or is it the other? Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's a little faster there as far as the, you know, the relief that you would get from those. And of course, you know, it's still centered around helping with inflammation, aches and sorenesses and, you know, within muscles and bones and joints there. The main difference, I guess, would be the actual ingredients there, like you mentioned there with the beta. But as far as I've seen from customers, I think that the CBD oil, the cryo-free CBD oil, sells more. I don't know if that says, anything really, but the customers that I've seen, any customers that call in or want to place an order over the phone, are usually going to go with that one first, the cryo-freeze.
Okay. Do you have any information? Well, and I suspect because you get more pain relief because you've got the same amount of CBD oil, but you also have turmeric and beta, whatever it's called, which are both supposed to help with inflammation, from what I understand. Do you know the amount of, I know it says daily things haven't been established, but do you have any information about the amount of cinnamon or the amount of, or what, what kind of cinnamon? Oh, it said cinnamon bark is made of extract. I think that's not as toxic if it's the bark. There's something like Ceylon cinnamon and cinnamon cassis or something, and the cassis one can have extra curcumin in it or something. If you take too much, that can be toxic, and that's why you have to be careful.
Right. Yes, ma'am. It doesn't. I was looking on to see if I could pull up any additional information on the actual cinnamon there, but all I'm getting is the same thing there with the ingredients, which would be cinnamon bark oil, is what it is.
Okay. But not the amount of it. How
No,
much is
ma'am.
in each? Okay. And you don't know how much of the turmeric. And I have no idea if those, if that's a problematic, if it can get toxic. So I guess I'd have to research it. I mean, part of why I went with the oil, because it was just the pure. I mean,
Right,
there's only
yes.
one thing I had to worry about. Find out from my doctor if 8 milligrams a night of CBD oil, I have to worry about liver or whatever, like if you research CBD, like high doses, nothing like this. And some
Right.
people can cause certain problems, and I don't want to create problems.
Of course.
That's why I went with this one to begin with. So, okay, well, maybe I will just email this information to my doctor and have him look and see whether he thinks I can try it.
Right, yes, ma'am. Sure, of course, yeah,
I mean, I still
any health
have half a
concerns,
bottle, so
medical.
I have time. I have time. I still have a bottle because I'm just doing one dropper.
Right.
Okay. Well, do well, you may not. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll. Well, maybe I'll order one of each next time. That way, I can do a trial,
Compare, yes, ma'am.
compare a week, and then change and compare a week.
There you go. Yes, ma'am. Because, of course, as you know, the CBD has a wide range of benefits that it can offer someone, with as far as, reducing
Yeah.
stress, anxiety, helping with sleep,
It
and then,
helps
of
with
course, pain.
inflammation too.
Right,
Yeah. No, I
exactly.
mean, I think that I had some left over. I mean, I had made another order, so I got, because my go-tos have been the cream, which I think is the most effective. I mean, I use the roll-on too, especially if I'm, on the go or just need to quickly, I don't want to have to touch cream and I can just roll it on the area. But the
Sure.
cream I find especially really good. And so I sent some to my sister who has lots of knee issues, and my daughter had some kind of tennis elbow thing, and both of them were like incredulous. They couldn't believe
Oh,
how
that's
good it
great.
works. So and that is just CBD, and that it doesn't have any of these root things, right?
Right, yes, ma'am,
Doesn't
that's
have
correct.
to. Yeah. So I mean, it might be that this is just plenty good enough for me, but I'm always like curious, like, okay. I
Sure.
mean, like I got the foot spray too, just to try it, and I didn't like. I almost hope I can give it away to somebody because I just don't like it. I mean, it's more that it's the aerosols, you smell it,
Right.
it gets in the air, and I don't know why I would spray when I can just roll it on,
Right, yes,
roll
ma'am.
it, roll on is much better release than spray. So that was
Sure.
kind of a bust, but yeah, I'm trying to decide if I'll have any other need for it before I give it to somebody. Okay, well, thank you so much for the information. I appreciate it. Now,
Sure. No
I'll
problem.
try to
Good chat.
figure it out. And you guys go through all the purity measures and, you know, to,
oh, of course, yes,
certifications, ma'am, and all that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling OMEX Health. Hope you have a great day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.